everybody. This is Tony. This is a follow-up to the question raised in episode 12. Is Bruce Springsteen a tool? Found some bio info on Bruce, so here we go. Bruce Frederick Springsteen. Born and raised Freehold, New Jersey in the year of 1949. Bruce's mother, she worked as a legal secretary for at least a period or most of her life, I don't know. Bruce describes her as superwoman. Apparently the mother was the stronghold of the family. Bruce's father, on the other hand, is described not by Bruce, but by some bio information I found, as an embittered man who struggled to find a place for himself in the local economy. Yeah, that's harsh. The Springsteen family seems to have struggled to make ends meet. We're at the poorer end of the American working class, blah, blah, blah. So, Bruce's childhood, described as somewhat oppressive, tough relationship with his father, involved discipline and rebellion. At some point, he endured the wrath of nuns, who were his grade school teachers, and he used music as an escape. His superwoman of a mother bought him a guitar when he was 16 years old. She took out a loan to buy it for him for Christmas. Although, later on, when his musical ambitions became pretty clear, I guess, they were supported by neither mother nor father. Bruce has gone on to say, like in shows or something like that, when he was growing up, there were two things that were unpopular in his house. The first was him, the second was his guitar. So, it sounds like Bruce is legit. We know he persevered, obviously. We all know the story. So, Bruce Springsteen officially is not a tool. Bruce, if you're listening, you are more than welcome to stop by the Glory Hole anytime you want. Bye-bye. The guy who's physically fit and knows the time, and it's too legit to quit. Getting better, never know, now the sweater kicking at the top, cause I got myself together. So bold, the guy who's physically fit and knows the time, and it's too legit to quit. Too legit to quit. Hey.